This morning I'm going to do something which may at first seem quite eccentric, and that is to preach on one single word from our gospel reading that was not, in fact, in our gospel reading. And that word is lo. And in case you're beginning to think that I have finally lost the plot altogether, let me give you a little in the way of explanation before I get into the main substance of the sermon. At our 8 o'clock Holy Communion service, we use a different set of readings to the ones that we use at the later services. And this is because the old prayer book, which we use at 8, has its own system for which parts of the Bible we should read on the different Sundays of the year. And it broadly follows the practice of late medieval English Catholicism. Since then, the Roman Catholic Church has completely rethought the way that it assigns readings to Sundays. And the later services, we use a system which is of modern Roman Catholic origin, but now widely adopted by almost all mainstream churches. But this Sunday, the Gospel at 8 a.m. was the same as the Gospel at the later services. There's only really one Gospel you can have on the Epiphany. And it doesn't happen all that often that they match in that way. And that gave me the chance to compare the text in the King James Bible that we use at 8 with the new Revised Standard Version that we use at 9:30 and 11. And the difference that jumps out at me was that little word, lo. The verse we heard this morning, as there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, was heard at 8 o'clock as lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. Lo is an old word, meaning look or behold. And you can see why the modern version leaves it out. There isn't really a way of rendering that sort of expression that doesn't sound archaic to the modern hearer. But the there, which the New Revised Standard Version uses, doesn't quite mean the same thing. So I checked the Greek to see what I could find in the original text, and the word lo is a direct, if archaic, translation of the Greek idu, meaning look or behold. And this little word idu is a wonderful and important word. Lo, behold, look. The wise men are led to Jesus because they look. And I wonder how much we look. If this is what we imagine to be the characteristic pose of the wise men, then this is surely the characteristic pose in our contemporary scene. We have the universe in our pockets, at second hand, filtered by algorithms. But we have the universe right in front of us, and above us, and below us, if we would just care to look at it. It is God's creation, God's revelation, even.